May 8th, 911 Awareness Day at the new Emergency Operations Center. As per the attached information, displays and activities will be available from the Delaware State Police, the Fire Service, Fire School, etc. This is a day to promote safety education for over 600 Sussex County students, who will be out there then. Also, May 8th is County Government Day, where Sussex County High School students will participate in a mock county council session. This session will begin at 9 a.m. in the council chambers here. Various department heads will attend to discuss issues such as land use, grants, wastewater projects. A tour to EOC will also be provided. We also would like to announce the retirement of Ms. Helen Wilkins, who is the chief deputy in the Register of Wills office. She announced her retirement after 28 years of service. We'd like to thank Mrs. Wilkins for her outstanding service to Sussex residents in the Register of Wills and Recorder Deeds offices. Her cheerful, positive disposition will be missed. We wish her the best of luck in the future. We have a report on the Clean Hands Ordinance. Since October 2007, the county has collected $240,872 in taxes and utility charges as a result of implementation of the Clean Hands Ordinance. A total of 250 accounts have been paid as a result of this revision. Also, we have an update regarding the land use plan. On April 23rd, the State of Delaware Office of State Planning Coordination issued its comments in writing regarding the March revised draft of the land use plan update. Since the previous February 29th Livable Delaware Committee meeting, the county staff has been working with the Office of State Planning to discuss issues that are detailed in the April 23rd letter. The addendum that was presented at the April 3rd and April 22nd public hearings, and there is a copy attached, was partially the result of the Livable Delaware comments. Planning and Zoning Commission met on April 30 and received the comp plan and reviewed the comp plan update. The commission requested that the addendum with one change be inserted into the land use plan update and red line copies be presented back to the commission. The county's consultant and staff are working on this process now. The land use plan update and the P&Z commission's recommendation will be completed and presented to the commission. Thereafter, the commission at a future meeting will be making a recommendation to the county council. At the same time, the county is preparing a response to the most recent letter from the State Office of Planning regarding their comments. This response will be submitted to the Office of State Planning by next week. So.
It seems like quite a jump in the amount collected in the Clean Hands program since your last report. Did you catch a big fish or?
200. It's a good point. I didn't go back and analyze it.
A bunch of little.
Fish. Yeah.
School. A fish.
Got the net in the school, huh? Okay.
Any questions, Mr. Anything else, Dave?
No, that's it.
Any questions, Mr. Baker?
No, it just seems that. Has been a good move that we did do that Clean Hands ordinance. We can just see the success it's had.
Cause them tighten up, that's for sure.
That ought to be in every ordinance, yeah.
Good morning, Hal.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. As you all know, painfully, our restaurant has been closed at the airport since early March. And we had to wait 30 days from that closure before we could advertise and aggressively seek a new operator. But in that time period, we have assembled a rather detailed request for proposals that I distributed to over 30 different locations and spoke personally with 22 restaurateurs about the request for proposal. And in our request, there were a number of things that I was very specific in seeking from the applicants. I wanted them to address in detail the following items: what they would propose for hours of operation, payment options offered to their customers. I wanted to see a sample menu with prices, the restaurant theme. Wanted to know what types of service they would offer, such as dining room, table service, buffet, cafeteria, carryout, or delivery. I wanted details about how they would serve alcohol. I wanted to see an advertising plan because I think that since the restaurant has been closed, that it will need to be advertised and some to bring the customer base back. I asked for a proposal on rent, financial statements from the proposers, and I wanted to see a lot of detail about their restaurant experience, particularly of the three operators we've had since the restaurant was opened in 2002. The most successful of those three operators was a person who had other restaurant operations in the area to help support the operation that we have at our airport. So I thought it would be important to find someone who had not only experience but other operations that would continue to help subsidize our operation if it needed so. In my search, I'm very happy to tell you that I have found one particular company in our area who has a lot of experience, and I want to introduce to you Paul. Paul's company will be our recommended lessor.
Good morning.
Lessee, sorry. The one thing that I am disappointed about today, I apologize, I do not have the final draft of the lease. Our attorney, Marianne Piper, who helps us with all of our airport leases, has a first draft, but we don't have a final draft of a lease. But I can give you some details and sort of an outline as to what we will be expecting in this lease that Paul and I have already discussed. Before I do that, I want to give you an overview of what we were looking for and why I think Paul is our best chance for success at the airport restaurant. First of all, as I mentioned, we were looking for a locally experienced operator with a proven track record of success and someone with the desire and resources to add another facility to their current operations. Paul currently, and has for the last 25 years plus, operated the Lighthouse Restaurant at Fisherman's Wharf in Lewis. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're all familiar with that facility. We've all probably dined there. He's had a number of reports also, not only from that operation, but he does a catering business, which has grown into a second operation at the Del Tech campus here in Georgetown. Yep. The upper management folks, specifically Dr. Ileana Smith, the operations director at Del Tech, raves about Paul's cooperation, ability, talent, and his execution of the service that he delivers to them. They're very happy with his service. I told Paul in our discussions that we really wanted a family-style restaurant with family pricing that would be open for three meals a day, 7 days a week. He has no problem with that. He's very accustomed to that sort of operation and seems to be very anxious to get the operation moving. We also wanted someone who knows how to work with other businesses on our airport as the business population is growing. And again, I believe that the testimony we've gotten from Del Tech shows a lot of support for Paul's cooperative nature. Due to the fact that the past at our airport services have been somewhat questionable, we thought it'd be good to change the name from the flight deck to something else so that the population around the area would know that we have a new operator. And Paul has proposed we name the restaurant the Lighthouse Landing Restaurant. I think there are two good features in that name. One, it'll tell folks that we have another satellite lighthouse restaurant, which many folks are familiar with in Lewis. And the landing also brings the fact in that we're on a landing strip. So I think that name may be appropriate. I also wanted to give you some details about the lease that we're having designed currently. This will be a 5-year renewable lease, and when I say renewable, it will be renewable upon the agreement of both parties. Some of the leases that we've had experience with in the past have been leases that only required one party to agree to the renewal, and I think it might be healthier if both parties had that opportunity. The rent structure in this lease will probably be recommended to be in a layered fashion, yielding the county somewhere around $140,000 in the first 5-year term from rentals. But we are layering the rent program so that it'll start out very low and give our new operator an opportunity to pour his profits back into the business rather than paying larger rents in the very beginning. We also are agreeing to an advertising plan that will help us to get the word out that we have a new operation, one that we're very proud of. I have currently gotten approvals from the Delmarva Christian High School, which is at the entrance to our airport on Route 9, and I've also gotten an approval from the town of Georgetown to erect a sign there. The school currently is having a sign designed and built there to replace their current sign and have agreed to allow us to partner on the same structure to advertise our airport, our emergency operations center, and the Lighthouse Landing Restaurant all in one sign. So I think that'll work out well to identify that as the entrance to this new retail facility. We also, in our lease, are proposing to amend it with a business agreement, terms that both of us will agree on as to how the operation will be pursued on a daily basis, giving the county a little more overview as to the profitability and the sales that are happening there on a quarterly fashion, rather than not having as close an eye on the operation as we have had in the past. In the new lease, we also are going to structure so that the county administrator will have the ability to review the menu, including the prices, on an annual basis, allowing him to make comments back to our operation. Not necessarily control, but we see this as a partnership. And
Mr. Baker's experience with menus.
I think Mr. Baker has ordered from menus before. At least he tells me that he has.
I asked him earlier if he was hoping that he would not have spam. So.
I mean, I'm just amazed that you would even get into that kind of micromanaging.
Oh, no, we don't intend to micromanage, Mr. Cole. What we intend to do is simply be able to review and raise comments. You know, some folks like scrapple, some folks don't.
Have you got watermelon on here?
I'm sure that'll be added.
A garnish.
Councilman, I'm sure that'll be a garnish on most breakfast plates.
In any event,
I wanted to give Paul an opportunity to answer any questions you may have or perhaps share with you some of his ideas for our restaurant operation this morning.
Good morning. We're excited to add this into our other string of places. We are very good partners with Dell Tech, and we do view this as well as a partnership. Because we are going to need the cooperation of the airport facility in order to make this fly, as it were. And there's going to be a lot of communication back and forth. And as far so much in the micromanaging, it's not the decision-making part. It's just the communication back and forth of letting you know what we're doing and you letting us know what you're doing, so we can both benefit from it. We're excited about all the new jobs that the airport is creating and is going to continue to create. We're also excited that the school has decided to go out there to address their needs as well. And we feel that the secret, so-called, for the success at this facility is going to be multiple streams of income, not just from the daily breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but also have a cooperation with the businesses that are there so we can do their catering and their parties. And I understand that quite a few of the NASCAR groups come in there, and we're very excited about being able to handle their particular needs. And also to combine with the community programming, the Optimists, and so forth, to try to get them involved in using our facility as well. We've been a big community supporter in both Lewis and Georgetown for many years, and we like to help the community because the business is a part of the community, and there's a partnership there as well.
Any questions, gentlemen? Certainly, as soon as you get the doors open, I am a firm believer that it certainly is a big, big, huge piece of the puzzle for the airport. And
it is. It's a lovely room. I mean, I really do like that room. It looks great, and it should be filled.
As soon as we get those lights down there lit, Jim, right on that runway, it even look better, right? It'll be fantastic looking.
We're targeting to open the first week of June.
Okay.
We have a few details to work out yet, and of course the lease document is one of those. But
it would be nice for the NASCAR race to be there.
Is that a race weekend?
That's race weekend.
Yep. Wow. Absolutely.
That'd be a busy one.
That'd be a lot of people out there on Sunday, actually.
Yeah, Thursday starts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. You have something that you want to? You have a motion or anything?
What I'd like to ask is for your approval pending legal review of the current lease that's being drafted by our attorney. So,
I'm
sorry, I don't have a final document.
That's cool.
To offer you today.
We understand how lawyers are.
My one question is, I can refer back to the first time we with the equipment and everything else, and then the equipment was in. After we got some of it back, what is the status on equipment with this lease?
There is an equipment list that will be attached to the lease, and those are the pieces that the county has purchased and maintained over the years. Okay. They will be included in the lease.
We're not adding any more. We're not like in the old days where we, I think, filled the place up with equipment based on the first tenants. Right. So you're going to be able to buy your own equipment, and when you leave, you could take your equipment with you, right?
He doesn't leave.
Right. I mean, what I'm just saying, that would be the way.
I think there's a stove out there.
There will be.
I mean, I think that would be.
There's.
You know, it's a quick kitchen.
Yes, sir.
But my point is, we're not furnishing the equipment.
No.
For this lease.
It's already there, right?
It's already
there. Whatever's there is there. I'm just
saying. In the agreement, Councilman Cole, there is an agreement of a maintenance package that is shared between the county and the lessee, in that there's a maintenance program that's purchased every year, and we've split that cost ever since we opened the restaurant. And then if a piece of equipment breaks, we've also split the cost of those repairs. That's what we have done.
Only the equipment that we own.
Correct.
So when he brings in new equipment to...
That's his.
Okay.
And there are a number of pieces in the kitchen that are owned by the lessee, of which he will be purchasing from our previous lessee.
Right, okay. I just... Because, the first thing I didn't like that we owned all this stuff, and then, it just...
Right. There is some advantage of that, too, though.
What's that?
There's some advantages of that, too.
Well, we can discuss that later.
Yes.
Well, Paul's looked over the equipment. As a matter of fact, there's one grill out there that he was impressed, thought it was much larger than the facility needed. But, it's there. We have the extra capacity.
Yeah, I think
you go out there at lunchtime sometimes. It won't be big enough.
Yeah. Anything else, Dave?
I think, as Mr. Godwin mentioned, there is some equipment and furnishings that is owned by the previous tenant.
Right.
And we're working through that right now.
Absolutely.
We're also working on transferring the current liquor license so that Paul won't have to wait 90 days to reapply for a new one.
Right.
I'm on the verge of having a signature so we can transfer the license that Jamie Taylor had over to Paul's company. Hope to make that a smooth, seamless transition.
Fantastic.
So with that said, do you have a motion that's contingent on the lawyer's approval? That's it.
That's what he just said.
Sure. Right. I need a motion.
I'll make that motion, Mr.
Second,
President.
Gentlemen.
Second.
We'll move to second, and we approve the motion on the lease of
a Lighthouse Landing.
Yeah.
Restaurant.
It's going to be a great day.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good luck to you.
Yes.
Thanks. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Vote is yes.
Thank you so
many,
much.
Many years of success.
Thank you.
I hope you won't be having to review anybody for a long time.
Jim, keep it moving. Right. Hey, it's tough. You got to come in town to eat, right? John? I've seen that. Well, you're lucky enough to be in front of us again, huh?